Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Okay, here we go, sports fans.
Afternoons on the Score.
I had an issue.
You need to put your phone down, sir.
Something happened.
There was an email about insurance benefits.
A lot of emails. We're going to try to get to some.
There's another email. I love email.
And I replied just to Ashley Sorensen from our HR staff.
That is not.
I just replied to her, Lawrence, and I said, hey, I was looking for you, but there wasn't information. I need to find out if anything can change on our dental plan because Ruben needs braces.
So long, dental plan. Dental plan.
Lisa needs braces.
Dental plan.
Ruben needs braces. Dental plan. Ruben needs braces. Dental plan. Ruben needs braces. Dental plan.
And I replied with that information.
Oh, and that, yeah. There's another name next to Ashley here in the email. It says Chicago. It might as well be all of Chicago.
I have the email right here. It went out at 4:59.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit. Chicago.
Chicago means the entire radio cluster. So that's everybody who works at any of our radio stations.
The Score, WBBM, News Radio 780 and 105.9, B96.
Rob Hart knows that. Sun, this is what you said in the email. Sun needs braces.
104.3 Jams.
Does Ed Lover know your son needs braces?
WXRT.
Oh,
Chicago's classic
Marty
rock.
Leonard's. Marty Leonard's knows that my boy needs braces.
US 90.
Oh, yeah.
Our guy Austin Huff knows
Melissa,
that your kid needs braces.
Yeah, you know that jerk who does the reply all by accident? It's me.
A reply all-star.
Check it again. Hit refresh.
Yeah, Mike. Still nothing.
Okay, wait a second. I sent it to you at packer@dundermifflin.com. Packaging@dundermifflin.com. Uh-oh.
Wait. I just got it from somebody else. Wow. This is hot. Damn. How do I get you out of this picture?
The official adventures of
Spiegel and Holmes. Afternoons 2 to 6 on 670 The Score.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. It is the Spiegel and Holmes show. We have got you until 6 o'clock, and there's a lot of stuff that we are going to get done before we get out of here. We got an answer to a question about something that happened in Sunday's game. But we are going to turn the page. That happens at 4. Joe Cowley's going to be on the show. That's at 3:25. We might check in with Boog Shambi before the show is done today. And Mark Grody's got a Bears hit. One word at 5:25. Alex is here. Tanny is ready. That man is Matt Spiegel.
I've heard from a lot of people in the Chicago cluster.
I bet you have.
Kyle emailed me directly last night. Kyle from Melissa, Austin, and Kyle on US 99. And his email consisted of this. Dental plan. It's all that he said. So I must have been listening when I was outed there at the end.
Uh-huh. We are going to give away tickets to see the Foo Fighters before we are done.
I put the phone down over here.
Foo Fighters take cover tour 2026 with special guest Queens of the Stone Age. They're going to be at Soldier Field Saturday, August 8th. 2026. Tickets go on sale Friday, this Friday at 10 a.m. So when you hear this,
ladies and gentlemen, Foo Fighters.
The next time that you hear Christopher Walken say it, 312-540-0670, because I like saying it.
I know, it's too hard. Foo Fighters. Yeah, it's too hard not to say it.
It's so great.
Hi, I'm Chris Walken. I'm hosting Saturday Night Live this week with musical guest Foo Fighters.
So that's solid, but that doesn't count. That wasn't it, right? No, this is not
it. No, that's a different one.
Okay, yeah, we're doing it later.
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes. Also, we are going to set you up because you can join the score this Sunday at Revolution Brewing, 3340 North Kedzie Avenue. If you haven't been there, it's pretty awesome. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully. They're going to host a pregame show from 9 until noon, then have immediate reaction on the postgame show after Chicago takes on Cincinnati. That's Sunday at Revolution Brewing. And why not get it all done?
Go ahead.
Alex is going to be so happy.
Where was it? Do the Bulls play
they
tonight?
Do.
Is it on the station?
The Bulls host Zach LaVine. Oh. Zach LaVine. DeMar DeRozan and the Kings at the United Center. Pregame coverage starts at 6:45. Tip-off at 7 on the score on the Fitzgerald Equipment Bulls Radio Network. Powered
just
by Heli.
Just hit some house cleaning items.
Forklifts. All done, Alex.
All done, baby. Everybody Woo! Can smile. Yeah, Bulls at 3-0, welcoming Woo! Back Zach and DeMar tonight. We will touch on them later, as you mentioned, with Joe Cowley.
Oh, we're welcoming someone else back, though, first.
It's always interesting when a Chicago team brings in a guy that you used to hate. You know, most notably, we're talking about Dennis Rodman for the second three-peat. Right. When the Will Perdue for Dennis Rodman trade goes down, you're like, I gotta like that guy. I gotta find a way to have that sit well with me.
No one felt that way about Sally, though, right?
About John Sally?
Because he was one of the two guys that stuck around for the handshake. So I feel like Sally and Dumars didn't catch the wrath of the rest of that team.
No, you're right. If it had been Mahorn,
oh,
we got troubles.
Or Lambeer. Or Zeke.
We got troubles. But like,
I'm still mad at Isaiah. Sometimes he's a Chicago basketball legend.
You White Sox fans, did you hate A.J. Pierzynski from Twins days before he got here? Because he's such a hateable player wherever he's ever been, you know? But I don't know that you had that deep-seated visceral A.J. hate that other fan bases developed when he was here.
You know, it's funny, and Tanny, you can speak for yourself on this. AJ wasn't one of the problematic twins for me. He's low on the list of guys from that era of Gardenhire baseball that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like there are other guys that you go, oh, no. Like if Torrey Hunter, for example, ended up as a White Sox,
mm-hmm.
that might have been a bigger problem. But then, I mean, what's the old adage about AJ? If he's on the other team, you hate him. If he's on your team, you hate him a little bit less.
Right, yeah. I mean, that's a lot of dudes.
There was a little separation because AJ wound up in San Francisco in the Boof Bonzer trade.
Like, yes.
So he had that little bit of a buffer where he allegedly did things to the trainer. And I was like, oh, I kind of like this guy now. We need a guy like that.
I was trying to think of a Cubs comp. Jim Edmonds, after Edmonds had been loathed as a Cardinal and then came to play for the Cubs, and you're like, I got to wrap my head around being all right with that. Boy, that's you asking a lot. Ask a man to change his be on a day like this.
There's some reverses, though. There's Jim McMahon going to the Packers, Steve McMichael.
Sure.
There's some of that
right.
stuff.
But this is C.J. Gardner-Johnson is a guy that Bears fans hated.
And not from a real rival, either. Like, just
had some flashy moments.
Just an irritant.
Two Saints games in the same year with two different Bears wide receivers embarrassing themselves. And maybe that's part of what makes it a little easier for me. I don't know. But
is that the Bears looked like the Jamokes in that situation more than C.J. Gardner-Johnson did?
I think that is the case. Week 8 against the New Orleans Saints. This is part of your C.J. Gardner-Johnson time capsule. And at this point, he's playing in New Orleans for Dennis Allen, which is a big, big reason why he's here, that there's lots of history and connectivity between this guy and Dennis Allen, and a little with Ben Johnson, who we'll hear from later. Here's Week 8, 2020.
One safety back deep for the Saints. Fake the gun run. They throw left side, caught at the 35-yard line. Allen Robinson goes down near the 36-yard line. And then after the whistle, Wims and Gardner-Johnson exchange blows, and Wims wound up and punched him flat out. And now there's a big pile up and a fight underway right in front of the Bears bench. Javon Wims retaliated. That's not going to end well. Wims is coming up clapping his hands and stuff, but nope, can't do that. Javon Wims is all wound up right now, and the slot defender for the Saints got under his skin.
Oh,
that's something. Let's go to Mark in a Northwestern Medicine sideline report. Yeah.
Well, as we speak, Javon Wims being escorted off the field by a security guard. He will go into the tunnel and no doubt leave this game. Matt Nagy had some words with him. Wims then took his helmet off. He seemed calm. Looked like he wanted to go back on the field again. And then, as I just reported, walked off the field.
If he didn't kicked out as a coach, I wouldn't have played him again. And I like Javon Wims. But now it's a lack of respect for every one of your teammates who are out there trying to fight through this game and get a win.
Yeah, it's brutal. You know, you come out in the third quarter, and we've struggled all year long in the third quarter. And, JJ, I mean, you can totally understand the question you just asked. You go from second and five to second and 20. That's hard. You know, that's hard. So what I don't like is you come out, you know, it's a tie game, and you have an opportunity to do some things, and we go the other way. And then on top of that, we have that stuff that goes on. So I felt like it took the sting out the fire for a little bit. We had to regroup. The defense, at least in that situation with the field position, was able to hold them and not let them score touchdowns. But we had to regroup offensively on the sideline and just let these guys know, like what, you know, let's go get on track and get out of that. And that's kind of why we were with that.
Oh my God. It's a little too much Matt Nagy for anyone's taste. I got to be honest, but that's an incredible job by Chris Tannehill.
Living a charmed life these days. Because J.J. Stankovic.
Oh, it's J.J. Stankovic. Yeah. I was trying to figure out which J.J. it was.
He was covering the team back. That's actually, like, I think that was right before he had his wife, Betsy, had their twins. So he is living a life now.
Yeah, out in Indianapolis.
Yeah.
As the PA guy.
And PA guy's doing all sorts of media covering the stuff Colts and for stuff. Them. And
yeah, so Javon Wims, see, he was the idiot. They're like, CJ is an irritant. He's an irritant. He is an agitator. He's a talker.
A provocateur.
Oh, that's so good. That's perfect. He's a provocateur. And Javon Wims was the provoked. You look at that highlight. He goes over and he tries to rip the chain off Gardner Johnson's neck. And
my grandma gave me that chain.
And then punches him in the helmet with a bare hand. And then is clapping.
Twice.
And is clapping like he's excited. Like, oh, I did that.
And all the jewelry and all the stuff.
See me, I did that. Everybody's like, yeah, you did.
He punched a guy in a helmet twice.
Bonehead.
That didn't make any sense.
No.
And then later on, the Bears were in a playoff game. Playoffs.
Same team.
Against the Saints. And this happened.
So here's what I would say to that. You know, we spent some time now on Wednesday morning as a team. We spent time literally showing and explaining a particular player's actions in games and teaching it. And you know, that's taking 10 or 15 minutes out of your day, which is precious, right? And so when you do that, I think it's a valuable lesson for our guys is we already knew going into this thing about some of that, right? What are we talking about? Every action has a reaction. And so I think it's a valuable learn, especially when we're low with numbers at the wide receiver position and the value of that zebra position for us. And so, again, it's something where our guys, we all got to understand we got to be stronger, and we can't have that happen. And we got to understand that. And you're right. That's two times that happened, and we just can't have it.
Here's Miller.
Take a look.
Number 17 from Chicago has been disqualified.
Boy, this is a story, a thread that goes back to the first matchup.
That is the first unsportsmanlike toward disqualification for number 22. The penalty's offset after the play. It's fourth down.
C.J. Gardner-Johnson was involved in a skirmish in that first matchup.
Yeah, I did not see it. I totally missed it. I was looking down when I heard about it. But what I did hear is what it looked like. Again, I still haven't seen it, but from what I heard, it's not good.
I haven't heard any of that. I didn't hear all of it. I heard a lot about most of it, but what I did hear, I did not hear any of that.
Oh, my God, I'm so glad we got
there.
Every little bit of that. That's a legendary Mark Trestman cut at the end because Nagy sounded just like it. I didn't see it. I heard about what it looked like, and it didn't look good from what I heard, but I didn't see it.
How about the fact that you have Nagy in there basically going, guys, I know that you're thinking that we didn't say anything about this.
Yeah.
But we did.
We talked about it.
We talked about it in depth. This guy can't learn.
Anthony Miller, the former, second-round draft pick out of Memphis, wide receiver. Gardner Johnson comes over, shouts something to him in his face, and Anthony Miller shoves him and gets ejected in a playoff game. So this provocateur is now a member of the Chicago Bears. I saw Potsy point out, it's interesting when you're worst in the league in penalty yardage differential, and then you bring in a guy who has 10 unsportsmanlike penalties on his resume in NFL history. But C.J. Gardner-Johnson, in addition to the sandpaper that he brings, he's a pretty good player and brings a lot of flexibility. Now, he could be the slot corner. Because Dennis Allen doesn't seem to like Josh Blackwell as a slot corner. And Nate McLeod has been getting eaten alive in there. And he can also be a safety if you need that. Now, C.J. Gardner-Johnson's been cut, twice this year?
Well, he was with Houston.
Yeah.
And I don't know if he was anywhere else.
I think he was somewhere else. So,
but he played a couple games at Houston and then, you know.
Yeah. So
he had a great year in Philly.
He had a great year in Philly, and then Philly traded him to Houston, right? And then, yeah, he's been a couple places this year. So cut once in September and then signed again and then cut again. So Eagles traded in the Texans, and after that he was with the Ravens, and the Ravens cut him 2 weeks ago. That's it. So he's been cut by two teams this year, which ain't great. But you got a need, and I like that there's Dennis Allen connectivity and Ben Johnson connectivity, and a little bit of an edge is all right, too, at this point,
considering the depth issues that the Bears have, they have to try some things that maybe they wouldn't try, and that's bringing him in, because he was in Philly before, and then they moved on, and he was in Detroit, and then they moved on, and then he's back in Philly. And then they moved on, and he's in Houston, and they moved on, and then Baltimore, and then they moved on. So it might be more than just what's happening on the field with him.
I think it probably always has been. He's probably always has been, but it's a worthwhile risk for this team right now.
Yeah, you've got to do something. Like, well, what do you think you are?
Mm-hmm.
I am. if you think that you're a team that's competitive, you need to make sure that you've got some sort of depth back there. And it's crazy just because of how big of a strength that was. You're like, oh, well, yeah. They lose Jalen Johnson. That's okay because look at this. They've got Kyler Gordon and they've got Tyreek Stevenson.
I guess what excites me about it is in addition to the depth, he ought to be a bit of a Swiss Army knife for Dennis Allen to do some stuff with.
Yes.
Like you could have this guy inside, you could have him outside.
A
poor man's Kyler is right. As you are going to survive these next 3 weeks without Kyler, CJ might be a guy that you can go in there and say, hey, blitz for me, or go double on this, or make it look like you're going to blitz and scare the hell out of a young offensive lineman for me.
Or see if you can get under the skin of T. Higgins or Ja'Marr Chase, which I don't think you're going to be able to, but let's see if we can rattle them and knock them off of their game this week so that Joe Flacco or whoever, Jake Browning, whoever's quarterbacking
the Bengals.
I believe
it's Boomer Esiason is going to be quarterbacking.
If it's Boomer, the Bears could be in some trouble.
At this age?
Oh, well, maybe not at this age, but if it was 35-year-old Boomer, the Bears would be in some trouble.
Hey, let's go around the room. Anybody know how many catches Ja'Marr Chase has already? We'll turn the page at 4 o'clock. But if you had to guess how many do you know, Lawrence? You might know.
I don't know, but I can make a guess. They've played 7 or 8 games.
I think they've played 8. Yeah, their bye is next week, I believe. Tanny, what's your guess?
It's at least 10.
He's had 10, I believe, 3 straight weeks.
That's why I said it's at least 10.
He's had 10.
I feel like that's your $1.
Mm-hmm. That is. Alex, would you like a guess?
Let's go with 50.
Okay. Lawrence?
I'm going to say 63.
Yeah, 70. He's got 70 receptions.
He's had 2 games where he's been targeted 40 times.
It's October. You remember when your wide receiver on the Bears would have 70, you'd be like, man, that's a hell of a year. Curtis Conway had a transcendent transcended kind of season.
Yep.
Look at that.
Look at Marty Booker.
Bobby Engram got up to 70 catches. Good job, Bobby.
Look at Alshon Jetfires.
It's not Halloween. It's not Halloween.
It will be on Sunday, though. Well, Friday. But it'll be Halloween weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, and we turn the clocks back this weekend.
Good luck, everybody.
Just so you know. But isn't that great, though? We get a little extra hour before Bears Bengals.
Yeah,
huh?
It is nice.
Huh?
That is nice.
What you going to do with that extra hour? You going to sleep or what? Remember you made plans for it back when we turned the clocks ahead, and you're like, man, I can't wait to get that hour back.
Yeah, just to
now you get that hour back.
Pure sleep. Pure sleep. Right. Yeah. I mean, that's,
drinks.
Yeah. No. No. I think that's where I'm going.
How does that work with the bars? Because the 2 a.m. bar, then it's 1 o'clock again.
Well, probably the same way it worked for me when I was doing overnight shifts.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if any of you guys did any of those.
Keep
working. I'm sure you both have hosted, maybe.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
keep working.
You look at that clock and you're like, ooh, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
Oh,
another hour. It's another hour. Radio.
That's right. My 4 a.m. or 6 a.m. relief is not going to be coming until the new 4 a.m. or 6 a.m.
But if you're a 2 a.m. bar, don't you get the extra hour,
I believe so.
Because you would have to close earlier, wouldn't you?
Yeah. Yeah, I think you get the extra hour to sell drinks.
We've got friends that work in the industry. Let us know what happens with 2 a.m. bars. Do they get to have that extra hour? Or do they have to close shop at what would then be 1 a.m.?
Mm.
Just text us. It's fine.
Yeah, it's good.
You don't have to call us.
Yeah.
What did the head coach say about this move? You will find out next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes show flashback.
We skied up, man. Listen, tell them folks you're going to be at the game with that ski mask on. Tell them folks, man. They think I'm playing with them. We got the whole D in the ski mask, man.
Ready to look up in the stands and see ski masks all over the place?
Well, I don't know. Look, I told CJ yesterday, I'm like, all right, just remember we got kids coming to this game, all right? Let's keep it somewhat friendly here, you know? Anyway, it's good.
Dan Campbell talking about C.J. Gardner-Johnson, and maybe that's why he was gone from Detroit after a year.
The Athletic did a poll, and he was voted the biggest trash talker 1 year. And the next year, they expanded the category to call it the most annoying player in the NFL. He got that one. So he's that guy.
Yeah.
And here he is.
And now he's with your Bears and back with an old coach in Dennis Allen.
Yeah, a couple of them because Ben Johnson was in Detroit.
Oh, that's right.
And had him for 3 games there.
Yeah, but Ben wasn't coaching him. He saw him in the hallway.
Ben's the big guy here, though. So before we get to a Bears injury report that is worth
upsetting.
It is upsetting and worth some discussion. Let's hear Ben on CJGJ.
Well, as you can tell, we've had some injuries over the course of the last few weeks. You know, our injury report last week was pretty healthy, and then this week, same thing. We had a lot of, we've got guys dinged up and in and out, and so we have an opportunity, and he was available. He's a good football player. There's a number of us that have been with him in the past, and so it's a good fit.
I imagine his versatility is probably pretty enticing. Do you envision him like starting in a specific place, slot corner with Kyler out, or how do you see that going?
Yeah, we'll lock him in one spot and have him learn the defense. You know, obviously he's been with DA, and so he should have some familiarity, but he's also bounced around to a few different other systems over the last few years, and so we'll see how quickly it comes back to him and whether he'll be ready to go this week or not.
Between the lines, he has a reputation of being a pest, I guess. What was he like outside of the lines when you were in Detroit?
Yeah, he ended up going on IR there for a long time, and so all I know is he's a competitive player. Felt that during training camp that year that I was with him early in the season, and then when he came back late in the season, it's the same thing. He loves being on the grass and playing football, and so we'll make sure that we have a good support system for him. You know, it's he's got a family, he's got kids that are important to him, and so we just want to make sure that we support him the best we can off the field.
With what you're trying to build inside your locker room, how do you assure that he adheres to the standards there? He has a reputation as being a little bit surly and at times combustible.
Yeah, well, we've got a very strong locker room. We've got a positive veteran influence in there. I feel very strongly about that group, and nothing's more important than our locker room, to be clear with you. So that's certainly first and foremost of any decision we make, who we bring in or who we let go. And so I think we're all aware of how important that is and the fit that he has with that locker room.
And this correlates to Kyler Gordon's injury. What is the realistic expectation of how long he'll be out?
Yeah, you know, we're hopeful it's on the short-term variety and that we'll be able to get back here, 4 weeks or so.
You said you wanted to lock Gardner Johnson into one spot. Mm-hmm. If I heard, didn't hear this correctly, did you say it was going to be inside or the slot, or are you guys still working on that?
It'll be inside for now. Yep.
What were some of those conversations?
Look at that.
With DA, like, just in terms of deciding if it wasn't defensive.
Yeah, so I mean, DA knew him when he was a young player. He hasn't been with him for a number of years, and then I had a short little crossover period with him. We did due diligence. We talked to people that he's been around recently, and so it was one of those moves that we felt comfortable with where we're at as a team right now, where CJ's at in his career, that it's a good fit.
It sure sounds like Ben is creating some plausible deniability. DA hasn't been with him for a while, and I barely know the guy. I saw him once, maybe, having a sandwich in Detroit, and then he was on IR, so I didn't really get a chance to, but in practice.
But it also sounds like they've discussed it. Like, he loves football. He's got a family that's important to him.
His family!
And he's got kids, so, like, they're hoping he's on the straight and narrow. Good job by the beat. And then Mark Grody, our guy, following up and getting the specifics inside. So CJ Gardner-Johnson's here to be your nickel. And even if he doesn't start there necessarily, maybe he'll come in when McLeod goes outside.
I like the idea of, like, hey, man, we're asking you to do one thing.
Go ahead and do one thing.
We don't want to throw a whole bunch at you. Like, you're coming in here midweek. We got a game coming up.
Yes. And Dennis Allen clearly doesn't like Josh Blackwell in that spot for whatever reason. So now he's got CJ Gardner-Johnson. There's some secondary action on that injury report.
Secondary action.
Right? Tyreek, did he practice?
Let me give you the entire injury report.
Okay.
Luther Burden III in the concussion protocol did not practice. Roschon Johnson, he's got a bacchiotomy. He did not practice. DJ Moore with a hip and a groin did not practice. Rome Odunze with a heel did not practice.
Huh.
Dominique Robinson, ankle. They think that he's going to be missing a lot of time. Did not practice. DeAndre Swift, groin, did not practice. Alamide Zaccheaus, knee, did not practice.
Oh, boy.
Cole Kmet, bacchiotomy, limited. Tyreek Stevenson, shoulder, limited.
Okay, those are good news. Those last two are good news. The other stuff, not so much. So who did practice? Do you have that list? Because it doesn't sound like any of the top four wide receivers and two of the top three running backs did not practice.
Hey, there's a part of me that wonders if any of this is a bleep you. By the Bears. Like, there's a part of me, it's like, oh, we can play around with who's practicing and who's not practicing. Cool, because I got a bunch of guys that I can let the Bengals think about whether or not they're going to play or not play.
They've done that petty-ish before. With the Packers, they did it 1 year, right?
Yep.
With Peppers and I forget whether it was Favre or Rodgers. They've had a Hall of Fame quarterback for the entire time, folks.
I remember there was one injury report for Bears Patriots. I think there were like 20 guys on the injury report.
And was that Belichick?
He would do just that
being
all
a bag.
The time.
Yeah, just being a bag.
Be like, oh, yeah, this guy has this. This guy's got that. We don't know if he's going to play.
Hmm.
But I wonder if there's a little bit of petty in there by the Bears. And I wouldn't be mad at him if it were.
I don't know. It's a little scary not to have any of your top four wide receivers be able to practice on a Wednesday when your quarterback is developing. The known thing is I have none of my top four wide receivers.
The known is not good.
Me and Jahdae Walker got some real good work done today.
Which doesn't help with the option route stuff at all because you need the extra work. But who knows? And maybe they actually did practice.
I mean, they didn't. Apparently they had no wide receivers at their big tryout that they had on Tuesday. That's where they picked up CJ and a couple practice squad guys. There were no wide receivers there. So I don't know.
Well, don't worry about figuring out. We got a whole show to kind of work through some of this stuff. And Mark Rodeo joined us with a Bears hit at 5:25. When we come back, there's other stuff that we need to talk about. Stuff that isn't necessarily Bears. We like to call it the others, and we will share it with you next here on The Score.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
If you want more than headlines this Bears season, listen to the Take the North podcast. I'm Mark Rohde, joined by Dan Wiederer. We bring you honest, unfiltered Bears talk three times a week, and we're not afraid to be critical when it's deserved or certainly give credit when it is earned. With insider access and perspective that brings you inside the Bears locker room, Take the North is your home for Bears conversation that keeps it real. Listen to and follow Take the North wherever you get your pods.